A record number of Native American candidates are running for office this November, and Indian Country is trying to get its community out for the midterms. The Mountain West News Bureau's Eric Newman spent the day with a voter outreach group on the Navajo Nation.
At the southern border of Utah and Monument Valley, huge red rock walls and pillars punctuate the horizon.
Yeah, 433 County Road.
That's Tara Benali. She works with a nonpartisan voter registration group called the Rural Utah Project. The roads are pretty rough around here, and she's been driving along at just 15 miles per hour. She pulls over to a mobile home seemingly in the middle of nowhere. A truck sits outside with a big plastic cube in the back holding a few hundred gallons of trucked-in water.
And I'm sure these people will be pretty surprised to see us out here. Tara Benali and Shia Rural Utah Project.
The stakes are high in San Juan County for this year's election. In 2016, a federal judge ordered the voting district boundaries in the county to be redrawn after ruling that they gave too much control to white, typically Republican voters. Based on the new maps, two Democratic Navajos could be elected to the three-member county commission. It would be a first. But Benali says with the new boundaries, some Navajo voters have been listed in the wrong precincts. That means they would get the wrong ballot on election day, which could skew the election results. So she's out trying to make sure residents are registered in the right place and just generally trying to get out the vote.
Do you need a ride to the polling place or
Inside, she speaks with Roger Hastinez, alternating between Navajo and English. Hastinez says the cost of gas and driving bad roads has made it difficult to get to his P.O. box to vote by mail.
Last time I tried, you know, I guess they didn't count my vote with. Remember some years back when Trump was running?
Yeah, 2 years ago when the mail-in ballot was put in place. Some people will just pick up their mail and not realize that their ballot's in the mail until they get home and then, oh, hey, my ballot's here.
Indian Country largely feels left out of the voting process.
James Tucker is an attorney who works with the Native American Rights Fund.
In some places, it's just because of neglect. In other places, it's by design.
He says voters in Indian Country face multiple barriers.
Lack of registration opportunities, distance issues to get to registration sites, distance issues to get to their polling place, lack of access to mail-in voting, lack of early voting opportunities, overt discrimination at the polls.
Like voter ID laws that target natives or polling locations that he says discourage voters by placing them in a local sheriff's office. Utah's San Juan County is a complicated place. Part of the region sits on the Navajo Nation. The population is roughly half and half Navajos and whites. Navajos tend to vote Democratic, and the white community is largely Republican.
So you have a great political science study area here.
That's Jesse Trenadue. He's an attorney representing San Juan County. He says only 25% of the residents here have street addresses, and that includes both Navajos and non-Navajos. So he says there are bound to be some issues with the new district map.
Because of the Rural Utah Project's effort to register Navajo voters, they're finding more of them there. But would the same problem exist elsewhere in the county with respect to non-Navajo? Yes.
And he says complaints about voters being put in the wrong precincts with a redrawn map have been blown out of proportion, and that county clerks are quickly correcting any registration mistakes. Meanwhile, the Utah Lieutenant Governor's Office did receive complaints from both Navajo and non-Navajo residents after the 2018 primary, saying that polling locations were overcrowded, mismanaged, and that some voters were asked who they were voting for. This year, for the first time, a poll watcher will be in place on Election Day to make sure things go smoothly. Tara Benali with the Rural Utah Project is skeptical, but she's hoping the efforts her group is making will help. Today, that means meeting people like Roger Hastinez and supporting his ability to vote, whether that's giving him information or giving him a ride to the polls on Election Day.
Okay.
Benali leaves Hastinez's house. She gets back in her car and drives on to the next place, slowly creeping along at 15 miles per hour. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Eric Newman.